This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Audio courtesy of Well Off Media. Hello, Tone!
Kenny, I cannot stress enough.
Morning, everybody!
The comfort and joy of being with you on another cold weekday. I've had it up to here with this weather, let me tell you.
I made a bargain yesterday walking it. Whoa, you're being sarcastic. Okay, never mind. All right,
no, I did tell my wife, I go, I'm about ready, about done. And we don't have any Florida trip. We don't have any fun trips. Our next trip is Boston, which the weather could be crappy, but it's for the marathon. We don't know what it's going to be in April.
I'm so jealous again.
You guys know the weather is getting colder.
I know the weather's getting colder and the mic's getting hotter.
But I've had it up to here. I'm done.
I woke
Winter,
up.
You can go now.
Liz woke up at the same time I did for whatever reason. That's a great line. 6:04 in the morning, 7 degrees outside. Ken and Anthony, and here's the Beatles.
Any schools closed today?
I don't know. They were closing yesterday, and they went, oh, we got like 3 more days of this. I guess we can't close it every day.
They can't do it every day. So there was a West Side versus East Side resentment developing here, because obviously my whole life the East Side has gotten the brunt of the weather, and yet yesterday was one of those weird days where the West Side was closed, but it had nothing to do with snow.
Yeah,
it was just how cold it was. But I even felt yesterday when we had colder days like 2 weeks ago, and schools weren't all, you know, not all the schools were closed,
not all of them. But this is it's a new era. I don't know. Yeah, they decided to close yesterday, but it's cold out. They're not going to close
it
today.
It is cold.
Liz woke up at the same time. I go, it's 5 degrees outside. And then you just sit. It's harder to wake up on days like this, like to get out of bed, because it's cold. It's cold out. And I don't want to get out of bed. It's warm in bed. I got Liz there and then Ginny, the little puppy.
Mm-hmm.
So Liz has that big pillow that she has, that big long pillow. Body pillow. Like she got
like
it.
Like the pregnancy pillow?
Yeah, Liz got it when she was pregnant and just kept it. It's just been there. And I went up, used the bathroom, and then all of a sudden this little head just goes boop like that. And I go, I'll just go downstairs and host the show. I don't want to leave now. It's freezing outside. I don't want to leave this room.
Do you have the pee pads or does he go outside?
Does she
go outside?
She goes outside. We got a few of them. She just uses the kids' bathroom or kids' bedrooms as toilets anymore because it's cold outside. And she is she is a dainty one. She is she's the poodle puppy, and she's just a baby. I love her.
She's making mistakes in
She does it on purpose. She don't want to go out because it's 5 degrees outside.
Is it because nobody's taking her outside?
No, she gets taken outside either by Axel or by Liz. I do not take her outside. But either by Axel or by Liz.
Is Axel doing it begrudgingly or is he excited about doing it? Is he picking up the responsibility?
It depends. If he's with his buddies, then it's begrudging. If not, then he's perfectly fine doing it. He's
good.
He's a helper. He
gets you the beers. He pours you the drinks.
Closer to a grown man than some people I know. I'll tell you that right now. He's a good boy. He's a good boy, and he takes care of the dog as best he can. But yeah, she don't like going outside, so she just uses the kids' bathroom or my closet as a toilet, That's it. And then Liz had to do this thing because she has to clean the house before we go on this trip, and she has this blue light, and she goes around and she turns off all the lights.
She did this last week. Not have one of these.
Yes, she did. She had a blue light, and she marks with tape where all the spots are, where the stains might be. And I go, you understand that when they get to a certain age, you are not going to want to do this.
We are getting rid of the blue light.
You are not going to want to do that. He's
now,
nine.
You guys are staying in a hotel in, what, 4 days?
Yeah. No.
She's not taking that with you.
Yeah. Oh, she knows, but she's not going to have it in her house. But she did the thing, and she goes,
CSI Streetsboro is coming.
It was the wildest ass night ever. So last week it was cold, too, because it's cold every week. It wasn't this cold, but it was cold. So she sprays this orange cleaner to bring out the stain, and then it's the only time the blue light works is when it's dark. So you got to do it at night. And so either if you wake up at 3 in the morning and start doing it, you either wake up at 3 in the morning and start doing it, or you do it right as night falls. So she does it as night falls, and then the whole upstairs smells like orange cleaner, and I have to leave the windows open last week. That's how bad it got, but you got to do what you got to do, because that dog... If we allow her to run around in the wintertime, it's been two winters with her now, she will just leave these, as they said in Letterkenny years ago, Willy Wonka's empty in his pockets out on the carpet.
Well, and I don't say this with any judgment at all. I haven't had a dog in so long. Does this mean the dog wasn't trained correctly, or is this how all dogs would act?
No, I mean, she doesn't have fur. She has hair, so she doesn't shed. It's a miniature poodle, and she does not like going outside. There's just no...
I can't blame them. Sam... I mean, that looks miserable. When I leave in the morning and I see people already out with dogs,
yeah,
I'm like, this defeats the whole purpose of how great it used to be to sleep in. There's just no sleeping in if you got to take your dogs out.
Sam was the best. He would go out there. I mean, it would be this weather, and he would lay in the snow and just look off and... whatever, and he loved it. Sam loves snow. And then he died. And Ginny hates it. And hopefully someday far, far, far off from now.
Do you find yourself doing a lot of comparisons? Because they're two totally different.
They're totally different dogs. They're totally different dogs. Sam was, Sam could be aggressive. I don't know. The people we got him from said that they got beat by their daughter or something like that. It was crazy. I just wanted to get him the hell out of the house. I was like, here's your $25. Let's get the hell out of there. I remember they gave us a rope. They gave us a rope for him. Liz started crying. We took him to the Pet Supplies Plus over there in Steelyard. Liz starts bawling her eyes out in front of the sales associate. Yeah, it was a wild day. Ooh. Wild ass day. Wild ass day.
Well, the reason I ask about the comparison thing is because I keep thinking we haven't talked about the cat. Like, we thought we were going to get one immediately after poor Milo. Rest in peace. But I keep thinking about the fact that we are going to go one day to pick out a new kitty.
Damn, my throat, dude.
And then it could be a bait and switch. It could be, oh my God, that one looks so amazing. And then you're stuck with that one for 15 plus years.
They are.
And the disposition might be totally different. It might be something, might be hissing at the kids from day one. Like, you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about cats. Dogs, I mean, Ginny's just the best. You got to say something to fill the void here. For whatever reason, I got the coughs. Because this air is so damn dry.
I'm telling you. Winner. Had about enough of you.
Had enough of this. These crackers are making me thirsty.
Yeah. Okay.
But you know who will want to come here despite
Shedeur
the weather?
Shedeur Sanders. Well done. Way to transition.
Minutes, but we did it.
We got there.
We made it.
So Shedeur says he plays with the Browns with a video game. I got to tell you. Credit where it's due. He's done his best to put this thing to bed. He knew going in that there's all this talk. He knew what his dad tweeted out back in 2018. He ain't stupid. That definitely got back to him. His dad tweeted out It was a 2018 or 19. It was either way. It's 6-7 years ago that he would not let his kid play for the Browns, and people dug it up. And he has done his damnedest to put that to bed. Browns this, Browns that. We like the Browns.
It's been great. Yes.
Cleveland, I'm going to Cleveland on my first trip. Like, and I do think, you know, his dad, Dion, was doing a Super Bowl interview, And he had said that his son's goal is to go, Deion went fifth. His son's goal is to go 1-4. He wants to be outdrafted, and he wants to outdraft his dad. And which is a hell of a goal. And then you think, well, at least he's putting that to bed. But damn, Limey, you said it in a way that we got time here. We got to examine this. You got 63 days until the draft. And I got to tell you, I've been quarterback, fine, just take him. Let's see where it goes. Because the only way you can guarantee you ain't going to have a franchise quarterback is if you don't draft one. So I've been pro quarterback here, even though we had Brian Hoyer on yesterday. And boy, the people who didn't like that interview really didn't like that interview. We're on that at 6:40. I've been team quarterback, but damn, like, I don't like that the first thing we end up doing, I brought this up to you at the end of the show yesterday, why we just keep going to worst case scenario with him. We just keep going to, what would happen if he ends up sucking up the room? Like, I was listening.
So you imagine if you're a Green Bay fan, let's say this were, 10 years later and Jordan Love was, you're getting ready to move on eventually. I would imagine a Green Bay fan would be thinking the opposite. They would be assuming that if they were sitting there at number two, like whoever they were going to take is going to be their quarterback for the next decade.
Yeah.
Like, it's certain franchises, are blessed a little bit more than others.
I do think it's the class.
But, okay.
I do think it's the class as well.
There's no doubt, but for a fact, if we were talking about Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels and Drake May, the way that they were ranked last year, and let's say it was only those guys that were available, forget about Caleb Williams, because Caleb Williams, people are already forgetting, was at some points over the last 2 years, was getting up into Andrew Luck, Trevor Lawrence category of can't-miss prospect.
And then they had that 7-5 season.
Yeah, they had a bad year, but people were like, well, that's the situation, whatever. Uh-huh. He's still incredibly talented. Look at all these Patrick Mahomes-like things he does if he gets the right coaching and all that. But the other quarterbacks, people were split across the board on Drake May, Jaden Daniels, and Bo Nix. So take Caleb Williams out of it, the way we thought about it going into the draft. If those were the three quarterbacks, all ranked ahead of how people feel about Shedeur Sanders this year and Cam Ward.
Yeah.
Don't you think our fans would be still doing worst case scenario?
Not as much. No. I mean, yeah.
I think they would.
If you're a Bears fan, yeah, you kind of would to some level, but I think you're excited about the future. I mean, good God, like you had a bunch of people who were excited. And I think that some of this has to do with the class. I think that so many people have told so many that this is not last year's draft class and it's not next year's draft class. It's this weird thin sandwich in between. And so you're kind of looking at what the draft class is. Like, I look at the Colts. The Colts draft 14th. If next year's draft class is this year's draft class, are they taking a quarterback? Anthony Richardson's been there 2 years. He hasn't been healthy either one of those years. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not this year. They're not going to this year. They're not going to force that. So I think that a Browns fan has to think that way. And I have to examine that. I know I want a QB. I know I'm tired of this hell. But damn, Tone, I have to. Like, I saw a mock draft from our buddy Zach Jackson. I want to throw up all over my phone when I saw that. I'll bring it up later on, too. I'll tell you guys about it. Because it just looked, I go, man, if this is their mock draft, you might as well just turn in your resignation now. You might as well do what you can to get let go now, because this is just garbage. And I'm thinking Zach just doesn't like any of these QBs and says to hell with it. I mean, Lord almighty, this is bad. Because I think that a lot of people, I mean, I have to examine this. As much as I can disagree with Nick and say, Nick's afraid of the boogeyman, a bad quarterback somewhere, I do have to do some examination and say, wait a minute, hold on. Beyond the theatrics and beyond all the things that I like to goad Nick into and things like that, why do we keep thinking worst case scenario? I don't think people are thinking worst case scenario when they think of other QBs, when they think of other classes, I should say. You know, I think Cam, like all of a sudden, if Cam Ward ends up being number two, are you thinking worst case scenario?
You mean if
Shedeur ends up going number one? Like, Bookie Brooks has him number one. You have to prepare. What if Cam Ward is number two? Are you running back to the podium for number two and Cam Ward? Do you feel better about Cam Ward? Are you still thinking worst case scenario? I think a lot of people are still thinking worst case scenario.
Well, I was always a little higher on Cam than I was Shedeur. No, but I assumed the whole time he wouldn't be available.
And I would agree. And I've assumed, and a lot of people have assumed the whole time that he wouldn't be available. But I still think that so many people, at the top are thinking worst case scenario. So it's thinking, all right, what's the best way to argue against that? Let's take a guy later where the expectations aren't as high and see if he has a high ceiling.
Yeah. The part of that I keep coming back to, to me, is a mistake. I don't care as a fan. I am not the GM. I am not the coach.
Yeah.
I am not on the chopping block. I'm going to be a fan regardless. So I don't care if they overdraft the quarterback at the top. I don't care. I understand why if he takes him and he's a disaster, if Shador's a disaster at the start of the year, he gets fired. However, at the same time, if he doesn't take Shador and they take Abdul Carter and they're 5-12, he's getting fired. So we've got to get rid of this notion that there's so much more risk with the quarterback than not. No, the risk isn't having a bad year. And he can have a bad year with a rookie quarterback. He can have a bad year with Abdul Carter. He can have a bad year with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, but you're telling me this, and I don't think a Browns
shell
fan
of himself
now,
last
now
year.
Now I'm arguing for something I don't even want to argue because I think a Browns fan feels like they're holding the bag. They don't want to be left holding the bag while you fire another general manager. And it's like, okay, well, are we going to let this quarterback do another year with this football team considering it hasn't been good? Or are we going right back to the well? So you don't want to waste another pick considering we haven't had a first-round pick in umpteen years because we went and traded for a bad quarterback. Here I am arguing for something because I think we have to examine why on earth we keep thinking, well, you know, if it goes bad here, we got to do that. If it goes bad, we're not doing that with other guys. We're not doing that with other classes.
We had some news last night from the world.
How does about last night start? Does it start with last night?
Starts with last night's news from the world of baseball. And this isn't even us getting into Rob Manfred's comments on the Dodgers yesterday. This is Guardians press Chris Antonetti yesterday. Talking about the offseason, talking about some of the moves the Guardians are making or have made in the past. And it's been a plentiful offseason, not so much for the lineup, but for the pitching staff, some additions. And Antonetti saying that's the gist of the Guardians' plan.
One of our primary goals going into the offseason was really to supplement our pitching at every turn. And so we feel throughout the course of the offseason we've been able to add a number of pitchers to the already exciting mix of guys that we had here. And we're excited to see that group come in and compete and earn spots on our team.
Audio courtesy of MLB Network.
Brought in a reliever everybody thought was a coach when they were scrolling on social media. All right. Again, I can't say much. You'll end up being the leader in the division and all that stuff. So I'm going to get my shots in now.
A two-time Tommy John recipient.
Yeah, a guy who they're going to give $1 million to. What a business. They're going to give him $1 million, and if he pitches, I think, what, he gets $7 million? Not if he just pitches once. Like, if he's in the season, he can get seven.
The question is, had I have heard
$1 million
of John Means before?
No, you haven't.
I had
heard of him.
I'd heard of him.
Wow.
He was one that I had heard of. For those who don't know.
How did you hear of John Means?
A couple weeks ago, I had begged the question of whether or not I was going to hear of any of the targets of the Guardians offseason. And so far, it was like 0-4.
Well, he brought up Vlad Guerrero Jr.
I've heard of him, yes.
Mitch brought him up. I'm sure you've heard of him.
This didn't count. That wasn't an offseason move. That would be a potential
now
trade
you're
deadline.
1-for-5, which is 200, which means you could play right field.
If I'm hitting home runs, I'm okay.
This guy wanted to offer up Jackenzie Noel for him.
Not automatically, but if we get to a point in the season where it's viable for a short-term deal, then
summer stock mostly.
He's a second-year player compared to a multiple-time All-Star.
I did some acting in my day.
Yeah, I saw the director sent me your movie. It had a heck of a scene there. I remember that. So
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You made me do this, you bitch!
There you go.
Good, Mitch. Good for you. Let's go.
Well, we had Tom Friend yesterday on Overtime. We'll get to Overtime later on in just a bit. But he was on with Spencer German last night, the man who helped break the news of the WNBA possibly coming to Cleveland. And Friend talking about the factors that led to Cleveland possibly getting a new rebirthed Rockers team.
This is an organization that is on the upswing. It's just a really positive franchise. So that's the main thing. Dan Gilbert has a very good relationship with the NBA. I think his relationship with Adam Silver is really strong. He came in with a really high bid, roughly $250 million. Now, I think these teams that come into the league now, they're going to have either an NBA infrastructure or an owner who has some affiliation with the NBA. And then the fact that facilities, they're building this peak performance facility for the Cavaliers, and then the Rockers will move into where the Cavaliers are now, their training facility, in Independence. So it just all kind of falls in line. They're just the right time for them.
Well, that's a really good point by Tom Friend, a longtime WNBA writer, an NBA writer as well. With that big arena, the infrastructure, what he says, like, yeah, it really actually makes a ton of sense. Because it was like, well, they had the Rockers before. Are they really going to have the Rockers again? It didn't work the first time. And we would bring it up, and there would be a lot of people like Kenny telling, that's a pie-in-the-sky idea. But there's so many underrated things. Because I think a lot of people, I have not seen the construction yet down there of this 230-some thousand square feet.
Complex.
Yeah, it's going to be a massive
building.
They have
started, but yeah.
Yes, it's going to be a very large building when it's done. So when this team gets here in, what, 27 or 28? 28,
I believe, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be ready to do it. And I think that what Tom Friend says is right.
Well, you can't compare anything that's happening now in women's sports, women's basketball, to when they launched the WNBA. You know, obviously that was completely subsidized by the NBA. They didn't make any money. In fact, they were probably a drain on the NBA's resources. Now, the reason that these owners want to get in on this is because they're all seeing how much money there is in women's sports, women's merchandise, women's apparel. At the youth levels, women's sports are profitable. So this is trending in a direction that I think a lot of entrepreneurs are like, hey, we want to make some money. The question is, like anything, how much money is there to be made? Like gaming has been having having a moment, right? I mean, when I go down to Akron to go do their football games, I walk through.
Yeah, that first room is amazing.
It's all these kids playing video games, and they have their team. And what, don't the Cavs have an affiliated gaming team? In the end, how much money is there going to be with that? I don't know. That's not.
They're going to see how much they can make with it, though.
Right. So for women's, though, yes, Caitlin Clark, she's going to sell out. They're going to, wherever the games are going to be played, the Caitlin Clark game will be played in the biggest venue in all these cities.
Indeed.
That can host it because she is going to sell out. The question is, what are you doing when Caitlin Clark isn't there? Are the other women, are they drafting off of Caitlin Clark, and is it working? It's still too early to be seen, but last year the women's college basketball tournament did higher numbers than the men's. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever thought that was possible in a million years. That was because of Caitlin Clark. Yeah. Is this going to translate at the next level?
Obviously it's still yet to be seen. I mean, you are talking about Caitlin Clark in who's a megastar, and you're also with noted brands like the Iowa Hawkeyes. There's a lot of teams where it's like, okay, I have to familiarize myself. And you could probably name a few teams off the top of your head, but you're not naming the whole league like you can with other sports. It might take a minute. Go ahead.
Well, you mentioned college hoops last night. A new long-running winning streak in the state of Ohio, and this one especially applies to Ken.
You can book this one to John Gross and the Akron Zips. It's a 10-point, 73-63 win over the Huskies of Northern Illinois. That's 14 wins in a row. It is the longest in D1 college hoops.
Audio courtesy of ESPN+. Plus. It's Michael Reguy and our own Jeff Phelps.
Reg, baby. They retired Enrique Freeman's number at halftime. And I think they did hang the banner the right way, unlike the young man from Illinois where they hung the banner upside down by accident. They were down at halftime. I watched that game against Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois is 5-20 overall going into that game and 1-11 in the MAC. But they were able to turn it around and get the win.
That's you get to this time of the year when you see teams that have this kind of a record. I mean, they are 21-5 and obviously haven't lost in the MAC. And yet, how many more wins do they need before they would get ranked? They're not in the top 25. They're not even in the others receiving votes.
In the MAC.
I know. They're not getting a ton of credit.
The MAC has always been a disrespected league.
For this. But when you see teams this time of year that have that kind of a record, you start to pick them in your bracket.
Should we leave the MAC and go to the A-10?
Well, Northern Illinois left the MAC to go somewhere else.
Reckless speculation.
Appreciate. I'm very fond of the people at the MAC and Dr. John Steinbrecher. Go ahead.
Even on the net standings, they're pretty low right now. And finally, some news broke during yesterday's edition of the Afternoon Drive. A big congratulations to the newest host of the night show here on 92.3 The Fan, Mr. Jake Volnick. A congratulations
to
him.
All right, Jake. Happy for Jake, man.
The prodigy. I'm calling him the prodigy because I didn't realize how young he was until Peter Lim brought it up.
How old is he?
23?
Yep.
That show, in the right hands, could be a springboard. And I have a lot of faith in that young man. I like Jake. He's a hard worker. He does wear sweatpants. I'm noted to not be a fan of. But you know what? We're all different people.
He wasn't in a full suit yesterday?
We're all different people. And I appreciate Jake and his efforts and his hard work, and I think he's going to be a lot of fun, and I look forward to watching his career blossom.
Kenny, at 23, where were you?
I was working at a radio station in Akron, a cluster of them, and I was unloading trucks. I think I just met Liz.
At 23, I was managing Berkshire Hills Country Club and Resort, golf course to the stars, and also then leaving there immediately on Fridays. After I sent the leagues out to go over to Geppetto's, where I would be delivering pizza, and I was flush with cash. If you ever wanted to rob somebody, at no point did I have under $400 cash. People must have thought I was a drug dealer.
You had all that cash, you were dealing
so
drugs.
So stupid. So
really?
Stupid.
You had all that cash, you never dealt drugs?
More the purchaser than the dealer.
Oh. And that's why you and I are different. Wow. You see, it's always the yin and the yang, no matter what.
I was on my third wife.
Ah.
Only third?
Those ones are overseas. That didn't count,
though.
I miss having that cash.
Good for Jake. Congratulations to Jake. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to hearing him. I want to talk to Jake.
Will Jake ever have $400 cash in the reserves with this job?
Well, he's got to start doing speculation.
He's going to have to start doing what I did when I was 13 years old while he's doing this job.
Got to get a moped.
Yeah. Hey, I was pretty good at it. You know, the delivery, you could charge him whatever if they didn't have to come to you.
It's really about the duffel bags and how many you have, where you place them on your body.
Well, you remember, you have to have two guys up front in the car with you with guns. But, you know, that's a story for the podcast we already told. And you can find that in the archives, 92.3thefan.com. You know, just because I didn't really care for what he said doesn't mean it was terrible. I could not believe the fallout yesterday from the Brian Hoyer interview that we got. I mean, there were plenty of people who liked the interview. And we're talking to Brian every Tuesday at 9 o'clock. The people who hated it hated it. I mean, and I mean underline hated with capital hate. And it was because of the opinion of the quarterback. It wasn't like he was terrible. It was the opinion of what he wants to do at the quarterback position. This is what Brian had to say yesterday. If you didn't hear that interview live, you can go back and listen to the whole thing, 92.3thefan.com. But this is Brian yesterday on Jackson Dart versus Sanders and Ward at the top. He likes Jackson Dart.
If I'm going to compare one quarterback in this draft to C.J. Stroud, it would probably be Jackson Dart. He wants to play from the pocket. Now, he's athletic enough to pull the ball down and run or extend the play. But a lot of the times when I watch Shador and I watch Cam Ward, it's kind of like they're waiting for the play to break down so they can extend it. And they're not the most gifted athletes when it comes to that. They're not Lamar Jackson. They're not Jaden Daniels. They're not Josh Allen. The one thing I would say about Jackson Dart was he's playing in the SEC, which is a lot different than the ACC and, God, I don't even – what conference is Colorado even in right now? So he's playing much better talent, and I would say when I've watched them and now, honestly, when I type in their names, it's all highlights. I haven't been able to get there and watch their bad plays yet, so I have to pull up the film. But Jackson Dart, to me, seems more of a pro-ready quarterback because of his willingness to sit in the pocket, stand in there, make throws. That's what the NFL is really about.
Again, Anthony, he highlights – we are thinking worst-case scenario with these QBs first. We are not thinking first the best and what they can do for our franchise.
Is that because they assume this is interesting because we're seeing that rookies can come in and put teams on their back, or some rookies can come in and be coached really well, like Bo Nix. And
we're seeing
get the
some
most
being able
them.
To do that, but I don't think it's it's not the rule. The exception.
What I'm saying is my whole life it's always been, well, the NFL game is so much harder that you're going to see worse versions of these quarterbacks the minute they go to the NFL, but I don't think that's always the case. I mean, I'm not huge on Bo Nix, but you definitely saw a better version of Bo Nix last year. So it can happen.
It can, but you're giving me a it can instead of it will. I think want an it will.
Well, there's no, again.
There's not one in this draft.
And if Trevor Lawrence wasn't that way, like why do we assume that there are these bulletproof, impeccable resumes that are going to translate every time to the NFL?
I think you're
looking for perfection, and that's just not going to exist anymore.
I think people want the closest thing to perfection that they can get. And again, everybody, why am I having to defend Shador Sanders so much or even Cam Ward so much? Why do I have to do that? Because I don't have to defend the other ones. I don't have to, because they're nice and safe and they're taken late when there's not much pressure on those guys. Like, I keep having to do this. And Lima, I have to examine it. I can't just stick my head in the sand over the next 60 days and say, oh, you people don't know what you're talking
about.
But
I love that.
I'm not going to do it.
But this is what I love. Let's be honest. All the people that are ripping any of these pundits or whatever, they just agree with different pundits.
Want to take a quarterback, and they're mad that a former quarterback is telling them to not take a quarterback.
Yeah, what's happening in most draft analysis or how fans, our listeners, and listeners to whatever shows, how they consume this stuff is they find the draft people that they respect, and then whatever those guys say, or they coalesce around a bunch of pundits that believe one thing. But what's frustrating about this draft is there is nothing close to a consensus.
Mm-hmm.
There's no consensus. So you're going to find people that hate the guy that you love. Or vice versa.
And I think that a Browns fan, though...
So therefore, you want him to take anybody except the safe pick of Abdul Carter. And Kenny, we have seen lately over the last week, we're finding pundits that are like, Abdul Carter might not be that good to the next level.
Well, but we are also finding
people that are safe.
We are finding people that are doing this for a lot of guys. I mean, I'm hearing a little bit of, and I thought that Mason Graham was a very nice, safe pick, and now it's like, well, you know, his hands, and I go, I think his hands have been fine. But I'm hearing a lot of things. So I know that we're going through tape. People are going through tape. The draft people are going through it, and they're finding some things that might scare you.
You and I both know Mason Graham.
We're out of it taking a guy.
This is one thing me and you might agree with. Like, Mason Graham might be the safest player in this draft. Guess how many wins that improves the Browns over the next 2 years?
Well, I'd say two.
Well,
you need help. You're a defensive tackle.
It might not improve. You might lose more games.
Because you don't need. Well, you don't need just one defensive tackle. That's what I think that people mix up, is that you're constantly rotating these guys in and out. So you need so much depth at the defensive line. It's not like you just take Jalen Carter and, hey, we're done. Like, it's no. You need so many guys to fill that out. Yeah, you want him to be that guy that plays the bulk of the snaps, but you're going to need other players. And, you know, Zach had written about this and what they're going to do in free agency this offseason. It's a big offseason where Sheldon Richardson's probably gone. Obo Okoronkwo is a cut candidate, now approaching 30 years old on the other side. So you're hoping Isaiah McGuire has developed enough where you could play him on the other side. So when you say all these things, I think that so many Browns fans look at this and go, what the hell are we doing here, guys? You're telling me we're cutting these players that are older, but at the same time we're supposed to compete? Then why are we drafting a quarterback if we all see what this really is supposed to be? Where this is cut the weight, have the season, deal with the season, and then we'll deal with the fallout afterwards. Because I don't think it's very lost on anybody where they could look at it and go, guys, this is the realistic situation here, and we might be just paying too much to put ourselves to try to take a Hail Mary that we're going to still be employed after this year. Because they might do it, and I think that's what a Browns fan does not want to do. They do not want to be left dealing with the situation that's left over from guys who are trying to save their jobs. I think that's the last thing a Browns fan wants. So that is two things that, damn it, I want a quarterback, and you want a quarterback, Anthony. And I feel the same way you do in a lot of ways, but damn it, I got to fight that. And it's harder and harder and harder to fight that where, yeah, I can't say that I'm not going to flip-flop sometime in the next 63 days. Can't do it. Won't do it. Because I have to find evidence and reason and something that makes me feel better to say, nah, I'm not thinking worst case scenario with this. No, I'm not thinking about the fear that I have. And it's true fear that I'm going to be left dealing with this leftover situation because my general manager didn't want to get let go, so he was deciding to do a Hail Mary move. I don't want to be left over with this just thing that's hanging over us with this organization. I think a lot of Browns fans don't want to be left with that. And I'm sorry, Tone, I got to respect those feelings. I can't just call them scared all the time because I have tried every way I possibly can to warm people up towards the idea of a quarterback at the top of this draft. And there are still so many people, including Brian. And Brian is an NFL vet, made a lot of money in that league and dealt with a lot of different locker rooms, including the Browns. Including the Browns. And still says, well, I don't know if I'm taking a quarterback at the top. That I have to take that into account.
And I
have to respect that opinion.
I do want to know, like, the fans that are dead set on the safe pick of, like, Abdul Carter, are you running out
and
buying
his
No, I want to know the fans that say that because they don't like these quarterbacks for all the reasons that we've heard. Do you think it materially makes the Browns a better football team? More wins? I don't see that at all. I don't think that's anything close to a guarantee.
I don't think they do. I think they see Abdul Carter or Mason Graham or Will Campbell or Will Johnson or Travis Hunter. Throw all those guys in there, right? Tet McMillan's a wide receiver, and that gets into fantasy land, yeah. And I'll argue that later because we're not the type of organization who should be taking Tet McMillan, and that's why I worry about Jerry Jeudy's future with this franchise already. Because if you're bringing in Kirk Cousins, I don't know if that's all going to go together. But either way, these are things that we have to think about over time. If you take any one of those guys, I think that a Browns fan is feeling that those guys will eventually win with a quarterback who's still going to be coming out of college. With Garrett Nussmeier, with Lenore Sellers, Arch Manning, Drew Aller, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's what I think that a Browns fan's feeling. Browns fans have time. Andrew Berry doesn't. And they're afraid, and this is rightfully so, that they're going to make a foolhardy, quick decision to save themselves and then leave us as the ones responsible for the fallout. And that's the exact opposite of what a Browns fan wants and, frankly, what a Browns fan deserves. So if you make this decision to go after this important position, which you do not want to be in this spot again, if you do it, you better make it with a full heart, not just, well, we got to protect ourselves on the worst-case scenario. Yeah, in the back of your head, you always got to feel that way, but you want to feel confident about who you take at that spot because you don't want to be back there again.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.